News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden has become increasingly critical of Israel's handling of the Gaza war. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, tries to assess the administration's approach to the Jewish state.
I think they want to maintain a level of military supplies, a certain amount of diplomatic support, a certain amount, so they can say to pro-Israel voters, Democratic voters, look, we had criticism, but we've maintained these fundamental policies.
Dr. Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, President Biden says he expects Iran to strike Israel soon.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed.
The Democratic National Committee helped to pay President Biden's legal fees in the classified documents investigation. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Democratic donors covered more than $1 million in legal fees racked up by attorneys representing Joe Biden during the special counsel's probe into his handling of classified documents. The payments were disclosed in regular campaign finance reports to the Federal Election Commission. News of the payments comes after the Biden campaign has repeatedly criticized Donald Trump over the extensive use of donor funds to cover his legal bills.
That is Greg Clarkson reporting. The administration's environmental agenda imposing new costs on the energy industry.
Oil and gas companies will pay more to drill on federal lands, and they'll have to meet stronger requirements to clean up older abandoned wells. That's the result of a new rule from the Interior Department finalized Friday. It raises royalty rates for oil drilling by more than one-third to over 16.5% to comply with the sweeping 2022 climate law approved by Congress. The previous rate was 12.5%, lower than what many states and private landowners had charged.
That's George Williams, and this is SRN News. Another major corporation goes all in on transgenderism.
The North Face, which specializes in outdoor clothing and equipment, is sponsoring an LGBT summer camp for children. Camp Brave Trails is for kids 12 to 17, and it encourages them to, quote, explore their gender expression, providing them with opportunities to perform in drag shows and experiment with clothing of the opposite sex. The North Face says it's donated tens of thousands of dollars to the camp. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Instagram says it's deploying new tools meant to protect young people and combat sexual extortion, including a feature that will automatically blur nudity in any direct messages that are sent.
The social media company announced in a blog post that it's trying to fight sexual scams and other forms of image abuse to try and stop criminals from contacting teenagers. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And this is SRN News. It's midway at the Masters.
There's a three-way tie atop the leaderboard midway through the Masters. Bryson DeChambeau, Max Homa, and Scottie Scheffler are at 6-under par. Tiger Woods is 1-over par and has made the cut for a Masters record 24th consecutive time. All NBA teams will play their regular season finales on Sunday, and three of them will enter the day tied for the top spot in the West. Denver, Oklahoma City, and Minnesota have records of 56-25 after the Nuggets lost Friday night, while the Thunder and Timberwolves won. NCAA men's basketball, Kentucky has hired BYU's Mark Pope as head coach. Pope was a captain on the Wildcats' 1996 national championship team. Duke's Kyle Filipowski and Jared McCain, along with UConn's Donovan Klingon, have declared for the NBA draft. NHL, a person with knowledge of the meeting, tells the Associated Press that Arizona Coyote players have been informed that the team is expected to relocate to Salt Lake City.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.